Hi, friends and family. It's day 23 of our 25 Days of Christmas Countdown podcast, and today's topic is Christmas Concerts Past.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
Hello. Today in the house we have
LaDriva Davis,
Dolores Davis,
Shapira Davis,
and various Davis Bennett.
And we also have joining us in the house today,
Kendra Davis,
our baby sister Kendra Davis, and
Francis Davis,
our mom Francis Davis,
as well as
as well as you can also hear our niece Daisy and our little nephew who's playing with the dogs right now. Hey, man. Hi, Kinsley. Can you say hi? Yes. So they are playing with the dogs. We have Balto, Boomer, and Samson. And they are also hanging out with us
today. Pretty much just a full house.
Yes, it's a full house having a good grand old time. So thank you all for joining us today.
Yeah. So since we are talking about Christmas concerts past, and since Christmas is huge in our family and it's huge in our hearts, so is giving back to our community. So we decided to combine the two with our love of music, combine love of music and giving back to our community to put on a Christmas concert every year. However, we are not able to do that this year just due to the restrictions or the limitations with COVID and just having like mass gatherings and whatnot in our community. So this is our way of giving back and volunteering every year. And so since we're not able to do that in that way, we're doing it through the podcast and telling our stories and sharing and giving and all of that. But today we're going to look back in history and talk about our concerts, Christmas concerts past.
Yeah, that's right. We were going to take a look at some of our favorite concert moments.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I can always say, maybe the sisters might agree, that my favorite moments really are when I'm trying to stage direct while in the moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And a lot of the times, the crowd doesn't even notice it. But I'm up there gritting my teeth and I'm telling them what to do and where to be when they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall probably two Christmas concerts ago. And we were doing probably our first choreography. And I had told Dolores out the side of my mouth, "Move over, I don't have enough room." Out the side of my mouth. And because she did not hear me or didn't care to listen, I remember tripping over the outlet that was on the stage floor. Had to play it off. And of course, you know, along with the stage lips talking like on the side of your mouth, you also give the stage glares. Maybe not everybody will see those, but we do.
The dog is licking the baby's mouth.
Lord. What about you, Dolores? What do you think is your favorite concert moment?
You know, I don't have one that just stands out to me, but I just know that I can picture this. It was probably our Christmas concert last year when all five of us were on the stage singing together.
Yay.
And we were looking at each other like, yes, this is all of us. Yay. We were so excited. But just us singing and those blended harmonies, it was just like, but just the moments that I feel when I'm on the stage singing with my sisters, it's people always say that that's one thing that's evident and they can see it when they're sitting in the audience. They're like, man, you guys, you could just really see the love in your family. And that's a blessing. And it's something that, I mean, I do not take that for granted. So, but I wouldn't necessarily say I have like a specific moment or anything. I also wanted to just talk about the history of these concerts because we didn't always put on concerts, Christmas concerts every year. Given that Christmas is huge in our family and it's something that we look forward to and we love so much, Christmas music has always been something that we've had a huge, like just a lot of music, huge repertoire. And we used to be actively involved in all of our different churches and stuff, and we'd have Christmas concerts every year. And you know, we had people that would support us in the community and come and visit, come and see the concerts. And the Davis sisters would be featured in the concert. We'd sing maybe one or two songs. And I remember one of my coworkers at the time was like, "Well, when are you guys going to sing again? When are you guys going to do more? When are you guys going to do your own thing?" And I just remember not thinking it was a thing, like us putting on our own concert. Like, what's that? And then she's like, "Oh, I really enjoy just being able to see you and your sister sing." And I thought, that's a great idea. We should. And that was the birth of our Christmas concerts. And we've been doing it every year since. So, and it has been something that we really,
that is good to know.
Yeah. It's been something that we really look forward to. We start planning on prepping like July. So, but anyway, that's just a little backstory on the history of our Christmas concert, annual Christmas concerts. Shapir, how about you? What's your favorite Christmas concert memory past?
Oh my goodness. My favorite Christmas concert memory, I agree. That's a hard one to really say my favorite Christmas concert, because there's always something that's happened at each one that's a moment. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to say. Like, at each concert, I feel like there's a moment at each one mm-hmm. that's just like, oh, this made the concert for me. This made the evening for me. This made the night for
me.
When so-and-so did that, or when we sang this song, or when we did this, or when I saw that person in the audience start crying or being touched by on this song. So I feel like all of those moments is what makes these Christmas concerts so special
us. Yep.
And I really look forward to those moments every time. And also, like I've said, you know, time and time again, that one of my favorite parts about singing with my sisters is that you're up on the stage with the people that you love the mm-hmm. most. Mm-hmm. And since our message is to spread love, mm-hmm. that's what we, you know, set out there to do, that we are doing just that when we're standing on the stage singing with the people that we love most in the world. And it's just, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I love it.
That is.
Yes. So what about you, Enviria?
So I'm with Shapira. There's just a lot of moments at each year that just really, really are very impactful. But I would have to say one of my, it's a bittersweet moment. So it was actually a few years back, actually the year that Bishop Kelly had passed. And I had written a song in the past called One More Christmas. And, you know, the song is definitely talking about family time and how we should all be grateful that we, you know, get another year.
Right.
And, you know, not be taking it for granted. And we ended up, so we sang it on the concert. We put it on our set list for that year. And I already was having a hard time singing through it, you know. And, you know, I knew how it had impacted me. But after we finished the song, I remember just looking out at the crowd and seeing our friends and family, and it was almost
tears.
Like not one dry eye in the building.
Yeah,
like, everyone who was affected, and I think that they all were
could relate.
Thinking about their loved ones or people who had passed, and just it was just a really authentic and really beautiful moment to see just how, you know, this time of year really affects us all, and how much loved ones are just so important to us. And it was just such a beautiful moment to look out and see that. And
right.
It got me. It got me. I had to take a moment just before I could continue on, but that really blessed me. The song was called One More Christmas.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I mentioned that already, but
that's right.
Just really being thankful for another year.
Yes, that was. That was a really beautiful moment.
Right.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And Kandra, she has done, our baby sister Kandra has done some concerts with us too in the past. And so what was one of your favorite moments, Kandra?
Okay, so two of mine, probably I like the one that Enviria mentioned about the One More Christmas song. Mm-hmm. I feel like every time I've sang that song with you guys, gets me every time I'm like, oh yeah, this is the one. Yep. Every time we sing that one. Mm-hmm. But I do remember the Christmas concert where we literally just set up a couch on stage.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it was like, we're gonna make this like our living room. We put up a Christmas tree.
Yes.
And it was literally like we would just stand back and like, oh, someone's singing, and we just sit on the couch.
It was cool.
It felt like probably.
I remember
that. Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It felt like this is how it's, you know, started when we were just singing around at the house.
Yep.
And that felt like we were bringing everyone into our living room.
That's exactly
experience
right.
of a concert. And that was really fun for me.
So I do remember that one. I loved that one.
Yeah.
We took a stab at that duet, huh?
Justin Bieber.
Yes,
Bieber
that's the year, that's
mistletoe.
Right.
Ride or die, Shapira.
That's right.
You stepped up.
Hey, we had to get the Biebs in there.
Yes. That was a good one. I like that one.
It was. Yeah. Mom, our mother is here,
yes.
And she is like...
Our biggest fan. Number one fan.
Of course.
And so... Mom, tell them a little bit about what you feel at these concerts or what you want to share.
Already misty-eyed.
Don't go to church yet. She already looks like she's,
yeah, she's already in a moment.
Already misty-eyed.
There's tears.
I love every concert. And what's so nice and special is that every year you do something that surprises me. Mm-hmm. You do something that seems to just set the tone for that particular night. Mm. Each one has been unique.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't just pick out one time because they're all favorites to me. All of them. Just looking at my girls and seeing you.
There she goes.
Comes the tears.
Use your gifts. Mm-hmm. Use your talents. It's just, I'm just giving a mom's perspective.
Yeah.
I think all moms, all parents would know where I'm coming from with this. Mm-hmm. When we're sitting in the audience and we're looking up and seeing our offsprings, the children that we birthed into the world, and see them doing something profound, seeing them do something encouraging to a community, seeing them do something that counts. It's just so encouraging to us. It feels like we're thinking to ourselves, it wasn't in vain.
Yeah.
All the times when I had to get on them about doing something, none of that was in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to that time when I heard them singing for the first time and singing themselves to sleep. I know they probably shared this story already
with you.
But just, you know, I go back to that moment even. Hearing that little, I heard the sound coming out of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go into the room and I open the door to listen, I want to hear it real good. They thought they were in trouble. You know, mom has caught us. And so they got quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to hear more. And so I said, no, don't stop singing. And so from that moment to today, you know, just to see where they've come from and where they are today, it's just so encouraging to me. So every concert, like I say, every concert is my favorite because I'm the number one fan. That's what I tell them all the time.
Aww.
This is why mom
so
says
sweet,
she's our
mama.
Number one fan.
I know.
Yep. And that's nice to hear, too, because we don't know
she feels.
What's behind the number one fan. Now it's explained why she's the number one fan. That makes sense.
Thanks, Mom.
She's tearing up here at the studio, and... she's got us all.
Mm-hmm.
One goes, the next one goes.
Yes,
the next one
that's
goes.
How it goes. Yes. With these great moments that we have had and these great memories that we've had at these concerts. There have also been some crazy moments. the audience, you know,
sees
the front of the house, but they don't see the crazy backstage happenings.
Oh, no. All that it takes. You know,
all that it takes to put on a concert. You know, there could be all sorts of stuff going on backstage.
On the stage.
But you just come out and we smile and wave, sing and wave.
Yeah, like mom bumping the microphone just now. And then her eyes, did you see her eyes? They got really big. But she knew she did something.
Yes.
These things all the time.
Yes. We have so a lot of different crazy moments.
Yes. So a lot of them are happening on stage. And I'm sure people in the audience wouldn't know what's happening. But we do, and then we talk about it and laugh about it thereafter. But I would have to say the number one moment was the time that I was singing a song, and it was kind of in a key a little bit out of my range. So on pianos, for anybody that's a musician, they would know what transposing means. It's when you play a song in a different key that's more suitable to you, or what's more suitable to the musicians, or whatever.
Yeah.
So you change the key to your liking or whatever. So I had put this key down maybe a half step or maybe even a whole step. I don't know. And so I remember Amberia specifically telling me, Dolores, you need to make sure that right when you sit down at this piano, you need to make sure you change it back up to transpose. Because if you go to play, I ain't going to have your back. I'm not going to be able to play in the opposite key or another key with you. And I was like, okay, got it, bet, yeah. And, you know, I think there was just so much going on. I know we had just sang a song, and I was going back and forth between shifting around. And then I sat down at that piano, and I was so excited for my solo. And I went to start playing, and I was like, why are there no strings? Why are there no strings? And I looked up and saw Amvir with her hands in the air like, yo, dog. I ain't got you. And she was looking at me. She even had the nerve to do the shoulder shrug. Sorry.
And
that was when I realized, oh, no, I didn't transpose it. And so I sang a key that was higher than what I planned on and prepared for and practiced for. So that was already a bloop. And two, not having that affect the sound that I was looking for because she wasn't able to play with me. But we laughed about it afterwards. But you know what? I got to tell you, it's really hard to sing a song when you're really mad at something you did.
Oh, yes.
You're trying to give the song all this emotion. You're like, oh, I can't believe I did that.
Oh, my goodness.
So I would say that's my go-to number one funny.
And then when you go backstage, your face fades.
Yes.
Yeah, disappointment face.
So audience members, we smile through it. We just power through.
Yeah, we keep powering through. And one person that always likes to try to be a part of our concerts is our brother.
Our brother.
Oh, yes. We're going to do the sound.
He always wants to contribute in some way.
Yes.
We love our brother. We always try and give him a shot. Sometimes he's hired, sometimes he's fired. but we love our brother.
Yes, we do.
He's another big supporter.
Yes, he is.
But I just will never forget that at our concert last year, for my solo, the track started out, and it was there at the very beginning of the song, maybe two lines in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up and saw the entire sound system go... Sound was gone. And then I saw the screen just shut off. So lyrics were gone, sound was gone. And so I was like, okay. So I continued singing.
Yes.
And it was just one of those beautiful movie moments.
Yeah.
My sisters saw that my track had gone out. They all looked down the line at each other. And
Kinsley singing.
He's having a moment.
It's his Kinsley. Musical debut.
Do you hear the story? So they all looked down the line at each other, and then they all just gracefully stood up, grabbed their mics, and then all of a sudden I heard this beautiful harmony and angelic voices behind me, and we just sang the rest of the solo.
Yes.
It was definitely a group song.
It was unscripted.
Really awesome. Unscripted. It was beautiful.
I think... For me, I just noticed that Shapira felt so much more like freedom, just comfortable freedom, and she sang that song like she has never sang before.
Oh yes, I had goosebumps and chills. Amazing. I remember it.
Oh, that was I remember one of the best moments ever.
I remember we hands were up, and the legs, yes, and people had their heads back.
Yes, and you guys, it was just, and think about it. Christmas music can minister and can like encourage and can mm-hmm. really reach the soul. And yes, that night I felt it. Even, and I'm thinking, this is a song we sing all the time. And then it's this, I hear my sister sing all the time, but it was just something different about that. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it was beautiful. I would
it
have
almost
to say,
felt like we were there that night in the manger. That's how it felt. That's how anointed it was. We were there the night he was born.
Yes.
Oh,
it was beautiful.
Yes, it was a beautiful moment, Shaps.
Thank you, sisters, for giving me that moment.
Oh, yes. So many, many moments like these. I mean, we laugh and we cry through like just special moments that we share on stage. Some moments we share with the audience or you know, with loved ones. And you guys, I gotta say, another thing that really makes us, it kind of makes the night, is when Dad would be in the audience and people would be like, who's that dude in that purple suit?
Yep. Do you remember
he was
that
always the best dressed dude in the house. And uh-huh. they knew who our dad was, but he sat so proudly, him and Mom, front row, just a huge big smile, all little man.
Oh, we got a little upset one.
Yes. But this is it. You know what? This is us all day, every day. Mm-hmm. Babies are rolling around. Doing whatever, but this is our home, so we're bringing you guys inside it for a little bit. But
yeah,
but yes, having our father there, and last year he was able to be there. Mm-hmm. Our last concert, he was there in the front row, and we're just thankful that, you know, God is still allowing him to still be here with us, even though he's not here with us. But mm-hmm. so anyway, not to get so deep on you guys, but we just had to go back down memory lane. which brings us actually to our final point, our Christmas concert, since we were talking about our last Christmas concert and how we're not able to bring it to you live this year. It's going to be coming to you virtually for the first time ever. Yes. We're so excited about it. We've picked some of our Christmas favorites, and we're bringing them to you following this episode.
Yes. The Davis Sisters Christmas from Home.
Right, right.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Join us for that. And actually, how are we going to tune into that concert?
How they will tune into the concert is that they will go to our Facebook page mm-hmm. at the Davis Sisters, where you will be able to view the concert from there.
Yes.
Yes. So make sure to tune into that. Make sure you go to our Facebook page so you can get all of the information about that as well, because we'd love for you to join us in our Davis Sisters Christmas from Home.
Yes, we would. Thank you.
Yes. And so, Kendra,
I'm super excited. But our positive thought for the day comes from one of our favorite Christmas songs. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Yay! White Christmas. Or if you're living somewhere hot, may your Christmas be
filled with sand and sun.
Yes, filled with sand, filled with sun. May your days be sunny and funny.
Ridiculous.
Yes, so don't forget to go to our Facebook page to find out information about our concert from home. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com.
Hey everyone, I hope that you all have been enjoying listening to our podcast each day, but guess what? I'm here to talk to you about tomorrow's special virtual Davis Sisters Christmas from Home. So make sure to head over to our Facebook page and get all the information for how you can watch our Davis Sisters Christmas from Home.
So we are closing out our show, but we just wanted to thank our mom and our sister Kendra for being here today.
Yay.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah, we're going to have you guys back again.
Yes, we will.
And also, thank you, Kinsley, for being here. Yep. I know that today was a struggle for you, but you persevered.
Oh, he shook his head no.
He shook his head no. Okay. So thank you and happy holidays from Kinsley and the Davis family.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning into the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love. love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love, it's all about the love.